and vandalism. I think that there's also been an increase in juvenile crime. Partly, I think this is through peer pressure. Young people are very much influenced by what their friends think of them, and it's become cool to act like a gangster. I think the main problem, though, is the media. It cultivates that image, and it becomes normal for children to see violent behaviour.
Speaker C.
I go out on my own in the day quite often, but I would very rarely do it at night. In the area where I live, the crime rate has increased significantly in the past few years. There seems to be a lot more criminal activity these days, so I think it's a lot safer to go out in a group. There's no knife crime or anything like that. I'm not afraid of getting stabbed. It's more muggings, you know, when people grab your bag, stuff like that. I think it's because of the rising unemployment. People just don't have enough money. I suppose that's why some of them turn to theft.
Track 35. Speaker A.
That's a very good question. I think every country has a different idea of how old a child is when they can be held responsible for their actions. If they're really young, in their pre-teens, then I would say the parents are responsible. Very young children only get involved in crime if they're left alone without any supervision. Nowadays, a lot of families are too busy to worry about these things, and I think family values are lost in the process. The children might only start with petty crimes, but if they fall in with the wrong crowd and become a delinquent, then this can escalate to more serious crimes like robbery or car theft. If you get a criminal record as a child, it can affect your whole life.
Speaker B.
I think each older generation looks at the younger generation and criticises it for being badly behaved. But I do think it's true that nowadays people generally have less and less respect for the rules of society. You only need to look around the streets to see all the graffiti.